Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Grant Clark, Archie Gottler, Jack Jenny, and Scrappy Lambert, and grow some things. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark, with an E. He started his career as an actor in stock productions in New York, and at the same time worked for various New York publishing firms, writing special material for the likes of Burt Williams, Fanny Bryce, Nora Bays, and Al Jolson. His composer collaborators included George W. Meyer, Harry X, James Monaco, Fred Fisher, Harry Warren, Milton Ager, James F. Hanley, and Archie Gottler, who will feature later in the show. Clark contributed songs to early films, including The Jazz Singer, On With the Show, and Is Everybody Happy?, and also wrote the lyrics to the 1924 Broadway show Dixie to Broadway. He was a charter member of ASCAP and a successful music publisher. Grant Clark died in California on May 16, 1931, at just 40 years of age. His hits include Dat's Harmony, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Secondhand Rose, Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia, In the Land of Beginning Again, Oogie Oogie Wah Wah, Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, As Long as I'm with You, and these. Thank you.
Drowned by my own son. I'm missing kissing and want some. I'm getting nervous, wishing and waiting for love. I'm gonna steal it from someone. I feel like taking it from one. I got the fidgets, wishing and waiting for love. I bought a suit, it was a beaut. It cost me most of my dough. I look my best when I get dressed. Then I had no place to go. I'm always round by my own son. I'm missing kissing and want some. I'm growing older, wishing and waiting for love.
The Golden Gate Orchestra, the California Ramblers, when recording for Edison, and Wishing and Waiting for Love, from an Edison lateral recorded June 4th, 1929. Before that, it was Alfredo and his band with the vocal trio of Les Allen, Eddie Grossbart, and Hal Swain, and Let Me Have My Dreams, a Grant Clark-Harry Axt collaboration recorded in September of 1929. We began our tribute to Grant Clark with The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and My Dream Memory, written by Grant Clark and Oscar Levant. That recording is from November 15, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College, but became a pianist in silent movie theaters, where he composed for many silent films and wrote the scores for the Fox movie-toned Follies of 1929, and 1930s Happy Days. He also wrote songs for the Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. Perhaps his most well-known song was the patriotic America I Love You, introduced in 1915 by Eva Tangay. His other hits include Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, What Do You Mean by Loving Somebody Else, Kiss Me Goodnight, I Hate to Lose You, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, Crazy Feet, Wine, Women, and Song, Hittin' the Ceiling, Don't Be Like That, Doin' the Boom Boom, Come On, Baby, and These.
Thank you. sugary, sweet personality, Lila. Wonderful nothingness, bundle of happiness, Lila. Who has her picture taken wherever she goes? Who's on the candy boxes of Lila? Lila. When there's a gang around, who do they hang around? Lila. Look at them fall for her, gentlemen all prefer Lila. You know, I know, she's so K.O. Up to the minute, there's nobody in it with Lila.
Thank you. hot and shake away. It's got the snappiest syncopation. Three times upon your heels, oh boy, how good it feels. You get the happiest new sensation. Write a little note on your toes. Don't forget to dot the I. Look at what you wrote, goodness knows. It's easy as pie. Come on and fake away. Get hot and shake away. You'll do the breakaway by and by.
George Olsen and his music with vocal by Fran Fry and Breakaway from a Victor 78 waxed April 1st, 1929. Before that, it was Oreste Magliacci and his Queensland Orchestra and Lila, written by Archie Gottler, Charlie Tobias, and Maceo Pinkard. The vocalist on that March 26, 1927 Edison recording was Bert Dixon. We began our tribute to Archie Gottler with Harry Roy and his Archaeolians, with Harry himself providing the vocal on Song of Happiness in October of 1931. Song of Happiness was written by Archie Gottler and Horatio Nichols.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, May 12th, marked the birth in 1910 in Mason City, Iowa, of Truman Elliott Jenny, better known as Jack Jenny. Jack's father, John Jenny Sr., was a college music instructor, and Jack studied trumpet and trombone with him, touring with his father's band in the early 20s and performing with regional jazz bands at just age 13. He began playing professionally with Austin Wiley in 1928, and by age 22 he was touring and recording with the Isham Jones Orchestra. In the 30s, he worked in radio in New York with Lenny Hayton, Victor Young, Fred Rich, and others. He formed his own band in 1938, which included sidemen Gene Krupa and Toots Mondello, and recorded for Vocalion. Jenny appeared in the jam session sequence of the 1942 movie Syncopation, and also with the Benny Goodman Band in 1943's Stage Door Canteen. After brief service in the military, he worked on West Coast radio. Jack Jenny died on December 16, 1945, in Los Angeles at just 35 years of age from complications of kidney disease and an appendectomy. In last year's segment on Jack Jenny, I played Jenny as a sideman with Red Norvo, Glenn Miller, and Dick McDonough. Here's Jack Jenny with his own band.
Thank you. Thank you.
other, you have three sides from three of Jack Jenny's five sessions as Jack Jenny and his orchestra. We began with High Society from October 19, 1939. Next, with Gene Krupa on drums and Toots Mondello on alto sax, it was Night is Blue from January 14, 1938. We finished up our little tribute to Jack Jenny with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, written by Eugene Lockhart and Ernest Seitz. That was recorded December 6, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week on May 15th, way back in 1862, when 48% of the U.S. population were farmers, President Lincoln established the Bureau of Agriculture, which was to preserve and distribute various new varieties of seeds and plants, and to collect agricultural statistics and issue reports about crops. Prior to this, agricultural interests were represented within the Patent Office. On February 9, 1889, the Bureau was elevated to a cabinet-level department. In 1839, the entire agricultural budget was just $1,000. In 2003, the USDA's budget was $72.8 billion, and it employed over 114,000 people. Well, since the Department of Agriculture is concerned with growing things, here is a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with growing things.
Thank you. the bluegrass waving round my old Kentucky home. I seem to see the busy, buzzy bee buzzing around the home. In the yellow, mellow moonlight, dear old Mississippi blows. In the gloaming, I am roaming down where the bluegrass grows. All your negative, all your negative, all your
began that agriculture set with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians and The Grass Grows Greener Way Down Home. The vocal trio on that February 24, 1928 Victor recording was Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Harry Shackelford. Next, it was the Yellow Jackets in November of 1924, directed by Justin Ring, and Back Where the Daffodils Grow, written by Walter Donaldson. That was followed by a Grey Gull studio band with Down Where the Bluegrass Grows from November of 1928. We finished up with Jerome Conrad and his orchestra, possibly a pseudonym for Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies, on Harmony and Where the Shy Little Violets Grow from September 28, 1928. The vocalist there was Edmund Ruffner.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, May 12th, marked the birth in 1901 of Harold R. Lambert, better known as Scrappy Lambert. In 1922, while a student at Rutgers University, Lambert was a football cheerleader and played piano with a group known as the Rutgers Jazz Bandits. Another Rutgers student, Ozzie Nelson, auditioned as a vocalist with the group but was turned down. In February of 1925, Scrappy and Billy Hillpot teamed up to do an impersonation on WEAF of the Smith Brothers of Cough Drop fame, whom they dubbed Trade and Mark. In 1926, Ben Burney signed the duo to his orchestra as a specialty act, where they stayed until 1928. From the late 20s through the 30s, Scrappy Lambert was one of the most prolific vocalists around, making hundreds of sides with Red Nichols, Nat Shilkret, Jack Pettus, Adrian Schubert, Ben Selvin, Sam Lannon, Bob Herring, and others. He also recorded under various pseudonyms, including Burt Loren, Glenn Burt, Buddy Blue, William Brown, and Harold Clark. In the 1930s, Scrappy Lambert could be heard on radio with the Showboat 4 on Captain Henry's Maxwell House Showboat on NBC Radio, and with Billy Hillpot in a reprise of their Smith Brothers Trade and Mark comedy routine. Scrappy Lambert quit singing in 1943 when he joined MCA as a manager of their West Coast radio department. He died on November 30, 1987, in New Brunswick, New Jersey, at age 86. Here's Scrappy Lambert.
Down the lane go, congregating one and all, ready for the garden ball. Go to sleep and hide beneath the covers, dream and peep at all the pet lovers gathered at a big affair. Plainly you will see them there, dancing with the daffodils down at the garden ball. Music by the whippoorwills upon the garden wall. Hear the jealous daisy tell Miss Buttercup, you're driving me crazy, I'll get the dandelion to eat you up. Bashful little Violet is making her debut, tripping to a minuet and with the pansy too. They won't get home till morning glories, not howdy-do to one and all. Dancing with the daffodils down at the garden ball.
leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, the third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining, it's someone that I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
It's a hard to be good. I'd rather be blue thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody
We began our little tribute to Scrappy Lambert with Ralph Bennett and his Seven Aces and Dancing with the Daffodils, written by Little Jack Little and Joe Young. That was recorded March 27, 1931. Even though Ralph Bennett directed Warner's Seven Aces for a time, this group was not Warner's Seven Aces, but an American Record Company studio band. Dancing with the Daffodils was followed by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover from January 28, 1927. I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover was written by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods. We finished up with Lou Gold and his orchestra, and I'd Rather Be Blue Over You Than Happy With Somebody Else from a Banner 78, waxed January 2nd, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.